Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, June 27th. This is our last show for the month, or the last Thursday, I should say. Or is it for the month of June? I don't know. All I know is that we're getting pretty close here to the end of June, which is the halfway point of the year. So this year, 2019, is flying pretty fast. My mother once said that after you turn 21, that your birthdays come a lot faster. You know, I didn't really believe her, but my goodness, she was right. There was something to what she said, very profound, what she said about your birthdays coming faster after you turn 21. Well, today I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts about the debate on Wednesday night. I know they've got a debate tonight as well, and we're going to be looking at both debates on Wednesday and Thursday night with our friend Barry Castleman, the Prairie editor. We're going to be looking at those two debates on Friday night. So we'll have a full debate analysis for you on Friday night. But I can tell you, my reaction, look, I'm a Republican, so obviously I'm not going to vote for these people. But I didn't see anybody on that stage last night that could beat President Trump, that could be a credible president. I'll just put it to you that way. What I saw last night was just a bunch of silly candidates. Julian Castro talking about abortion or reproductive rights for transgender people. I didn't even know you could do that, because a transgender person or a trans person is still physically whatever gender you were born. I suppose they could give you an operation, but I mean, come on. Is that really material for a presidential debate? I don't think so. They were just silly. And then you had the bits where they were speaking in Spanish. You know, I can tell you, as a Spanish-speaking person, there's nothing worse than when they try to pander to you speaking Spanish. I get this all the time, telemarketing calls, where they start speaking Spanish to me, and I say, look, I understand English, okay? You don't have to speak to me in Spanish. So they assume that just because you're Hispanic that you want to be talked to in Spanish. I have nothing against Spanish. I speak it all the time. But I just thought last night these candidates were just silly. They were just silly. I mean, they were just sitting there pandering for votes. And you kind of got the feeling, especially with Senator Booker, that he had been practicing what he said last night for weeks. You kind of tell that it was not really something that came from his heart. I mean, this is something he memorized. And I think Beto starting off speaking Spanish, it's just silly. It's just absolutely silly. And so I just think these nine candidates now, the woman from Hawaii, the congresswoman from Hawaii, came across as a serious person. I've seen her debate before, and she's a serious person. She has a sense for national security because of her background, but I don't think she is ready to be president either. So what we had last night was 10 people. Not one of them can defeat Donald Trump. And I thought it was interesting because the analysis over at MSNBC was pretty much that conclusion, that the real winner of last night's debate was Donald Trump. And he was, because that was a very silly debate. Now, a couple of other things that really struck me about this debate. Number one, there was no talk whatsoever of legal immigration, meaning people who came to the country legally, who respected the law. Some of them have relatives right now on the list of people coming to the country legally who are waiting their turn legally. There was not a single mention last night about those Americans who came here legally, like me, who became naturalized citizens like me, and who have a great respect for the rule of law. It's almost as if the Democrat Party has completely forgotten, if you will, about the legal immigrant. All they tend to be obsessed with is the illegal immigrant. I don't think that's a winning strategy, folks. I really don't. I mean, Donald Trump will blow that out of the water, that kind of strategy. The other thing that was really amazing to me is how this party, the Democrat Party, has gone from a party that supported Roe v. Wade, but basically said, you know, abortion should be very rare and it should be something to really think about, to a party that now just everybody on that stage last night was in favor of reproductive rights, what they call reproductive rights, which is really kind of silly because abortion is not a reproductive right. I mean, I know that's what they call it, but that's not what it is. Abortion is the termination of a life. It just seems to me crazy. I mean, I'm watching this debate last night. I'm saying to myself, what's happened to the Democrat Party? Is that the best they can do? Well, we'll see tonight. Now, tonight, of course, you've got Vice President Biden, Senator Sanders, supposedly the number one and number two on all of the polling data. Look, I know that these polls are showing that Mr. Biden is ahead, but I just cannot see this party nominating Joe Biden, because the core of the party, the energy in the party, the money, the enthusiasm is in the left. And I just cannot imagine a convention in Milwaukee that nominates Joe Biden. That crowd on the floor is not going to be very happy, and there's nothing that Joe Biden can do to make them happy because they're so far to the left. Joe Biden would have to basically become, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's about what he would have to do to earn the respect, to earn the support of that group on the floor. So it's just not going to be a good situation. I mean, I think most of these Democrats are like the young woman who let's say, is not really in love with the guy she's going to marry, but the guy she's going to marry, or at least the plans to marry, is a young man who can, you know, who's wealthy or who can provide for her, but she's not really in love with him. And that's what I see here. I see a Democrat Party that thinks that Joe Biden can defeat President Trump. By the way, I'm not sure that's true. I think that's a big question mark. But let's assume that's true. Well, they think that he is the one because he can defeat Trump. But at the same time, they're not really in love with him. They don't really want him. So it becomes kind of a marriage of convenience. And I don't know about these marriages of convenience. They usually end up making people very unhappy. And that's what I think is going to happen with this Democrat Party. This is an unhappy group of people, and they're going to get even more unhappy as they realize toward the end of this year that not a single candidate that they have can defeat Donald Trump. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is unbeatable. I mean, there could be a Democrat who could beat him. I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen that Democrat yet. What I see is a lot of candidates who say a lot of things, talk a lot of things, make a lot of promises, but I have not seen a complete Democrat candidate who can go into the Midwest, who can go into the South, who can win something between LA and New York. I just have not seen one. And that's what their challenge is. They're going to have to find a candidate who can win white people. They're going to have to find a candidate who can win working people. And they don't have that. Now, Elizabeth Warren and some of the other candidates are doing the populist talk. But Elizabeth Warren, you know, it's just not a very good candidate. I'm sorry, she's not. She's not a very good candidate. She is a woman who I think has a ton of problems. I think she would have Donald Trump would destroy Elizabeth Warren with about 6 or 7 television ads. She has a lot of vulnerabilities, including all the stuff she made up about her Cherokee ethnic background. So who won last night? Who won the first night? I got to say Donald Trump. He won it easily. He won it very easily. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Thank you. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Just a couple of things on this day in history. 1950, President Truman ordered troops to Korea to fight at what became known as the Korean War. That was not a very popular war. And one of the reasons that it was not popular was a very difficult war to begin with. And it came like 5 years after the end of World War II, so the country was still recovering from that. But one of the reasons that war was not popular is because President Truman never went to the Congress to get a declaration or resolution. And we made the same mistake in Vietnam, by the way. And I think that's one of the reasons. The big lesson of Korea and Vietnam is you got to go to the American people and you got to get them on board, like President Bush did with Iraq in 1991 and the second President Bush with Iraq in 2003 or Afghanistan. You got to explain it to the American people and go to them and put them on the table and explain to them why you're doing it. And just I think this was sad about Korea that it was never done that way. In 1956, on this day in history, the highway system, the federal highway system, was begun. You know, that's one of the great marvels of the United States. If you're ever visited by anybody from another country, they always compliment our federal highways, you know, what spectacular highways we have in the United States. And that's true. Most of these are part of that interstate system that was begun on this day in 1956. It happened under the Eisenhower administration. One of the best examples of how government can work, that is, you have a national need, you put the private sector and government together, and you build highways, and it worked out just great. One of the good examples of how government can actually get things done. Oh, by the way, the House today, the House of Representatives, approved this bill. Remember that it passed the House yesterday. It went to the Senate. The Senate didn't really take it up. It wrote their own bill. And the Senate bill, by the way, passed something like 85 to 15 or something like that. It was a major bipartisan vote in the Senate. So the House was not going to pick it up. The House said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. But somehow the Democrats went ahead and voted for it. And I think it's because they understand, you know, one of the problems is that the Democrats went so far on the side of saying there is no crisis on the border that I think they went too far with this. And now they're beginning to realize that there is a crisis on the border and they're trying to do something about it. And I think this is a start. This is just a very small step, by the way, because this is simply providing money for the people on the border, Border Patrol and so on, to address the needs of some of the people in some of these shelters. So they need to do a heck of a lot more than that, but at least they're getting something done. Even a small step like this is better than no step at all. The Supreme Court wrote two very important opinions today. The first one was about citizenship, the so-called citizenship question on the census. Now, that issue is not final. Because the way the opinion was written, the Trump administration can go back to the Supreme Court and get a review. And I think what Justice Roberts writing in the majority opinion said was that the case for putting that question on the census was not satisfactory to the Supreme Court. Well, that may be that may be the case right now. But I think the way President Trump is sounding, I think they're going back. Because they want that question on the census, and I think they're going to get it. I really do. So that was a setback, but not as big of a setback as I think it's being reported. I really don't think that this is over. Now, the other big opinion of the Supreme Court was regarding the way we draw up federal or the state districts or the congressional districts or the state legislature districts. And traditionally, this had been done by whatever party won the state legislature. The Democrats win one state, they get to do it. Republicans win another state, they get to do it. Traditionally, that's the way it was being done. It was being challenged by some states this was too much Republican, too much Democrat. And the Supreme Court basically said, look, this is not our issue. This is not for us to decide. This is for the people and the legislatures to decide. And I think the Supreme Court was 100% correct on that. This was a very good decision by the Supreme Court. hey, you know, I think that's the way it is. This is for the people to decide, not for judges. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.